This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Moran with 23. Kuminga drives down the lane and slams it down. It's hammer time for Kuminga. A left-hand slam. Makes it 124-107.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Warriors win last night 131-118.
And they cover.
118.
If you're into that.
Something must have happened in that game.
Draymond debuted his new dance, the horsey. This was incredible. He's special. And took Aldama out of the game. I'm like, it's over.
Boy, that's tough.
And he misses two free throws.
So, you know, I was having fun with the YouTube chatters.
Trolling.
Yeah, yeah. And I was just having some fun. But here's the way I really think of it. And I said this during the break. Tongue in cheek. Kind of. I said, you got to give the Warriors credit, right? For staying the course with Kuminga. They had a vision for what he could be, and it looks like he's starting to fulfill that vision they have of him. He had 10 rebounds last night. I was telling Evan, Goo, he's had about 5 rebounds this year that I've never seen him get before. He's playing differently. He's trying to play the right way. He's letting the game come to him. He's making the simple decisions. And I got to give them both credit.
Yeah,
I got to give the Warriors credit for I don't know if they figured it out, if he figured it out. And we can spend a lot of time blaming whoever should be blamed for what happened in the last 4 years.
Look, what you're doing right now, you're giving credit, Steiny.
Yeah, I am.
And I'm giving it to both entities, but mainly Jonathan Kuminga, because he could have come in here, and I know you had talked about it. And again, it's 4 games in, but he just looks like he's in a good mental place. He's making his free throws. Got there last night, Steiny. It just felt like ad nauseum, 7 of 8. Like, they just couldn't keep him off the line. But the bottom line is, this is why myself and others, Tim and Raleigh, Coach and Vallejo, wanted to see Kuminga. And in relationships, as you know, Steiny, sometimes it takes that, not final straw, but you know what? Okay, I get where you're coming from. And Kuminga's made a conscious effort to hit the glass, the court vision I mentioned. He's just playing. And I feel like I got to be careful here, Steiny, with his athleticism and his gifts. It's easy. It's always been easy, but it's a mindset. And if him, along with Moody and Pods, are going to do this night in, night out, I mean, now strength in numbers is back. And I do have to say this, my last Kuminga point, Steiny, it's like, my goodness, I'm just thinking about February, and I shouldn't, because they got a game tonight. They're 0-1 on back-to-backs. They only played one. They'll play two tonight. But, man, if he can just keep doing it and fit in seamless, who's telling what this team can accomplish and why he would be in another uniform?
Well, I mean, if I look at those 3 guys, and, you know, it's easy to say, well, if they play like they did last night, this team's got action. And there's no doubt about it. But like to me, through four games, Jonathan Kuminga's been solid. He has been very solid.
Yep.
Moody and Pods, I mean, Moody missed the first two games, and Pods finally had a good game last night. So I
Coach like, said
I
don't, he had been pressing.
Pods. Yeah, I just don't think, you know, it's realistic to expect this kind of production from all three guys in one night. But if they can have a couple of these games or a few of these games over the course of the year, then, you know, then they're going to win some games maybe that they didn't win last year, and that's how they get to the win total they want to get to.
Yeah, and I'll say this, and you help me out. Steph, the chef, said this after the game, Steiny, that there's going to be a game or games where the Unks don't play. Wouldn't Silver lay the law down on the Warriors if all three of Jimmy, Dre, and Steph missed the same game for, like, load? Wouldn't that be a red flag? Like, I'm not against it, but I'm like, holy hell, I don't know if I want to see that.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? All three? That's the old Spurs Popovich way.
Well, I mean, but this is what I don't understand.
Manu Parker and Duncan.
This is what I don't understand is we know that the Warriors are going to have to load manage these guys. We know, we've already seen it with Al Horford. So yeah. They have rules, but I don't. Like, they can be worked around,
All right, I got you.
And so, that's the one thing about the Warriors. We don't know the plan yet for how they're going to utilize their veterans. We just know that they know they've got to manage them. But they haven't figured out exactly how they're going to manage them yet. So, that's all going to be determined. But I expect those guys to play tonight.
Okay. Horford. You missed watching
him. Yeah, Horford. No, but I'm also talking about the three guys who played. I'm talking about the three vets who played last night. But, you know, didn't have to carry the load they're normally carrying.
Would you call this a nitpick? I know it's four games in, Steiny, and I don't like it, but we saw, you know, regardless of what you think of them, Luka gave us the business. Avdija in Portland gave us the business, and there was one more that gave us the business. Who am I missing? Somebody else got some money on this.
Portland?
I guess Portland was second game. Who was the first back-to-back? It was
Aaron Gordon.
Oh, yeah, thank you, my man, Evan. And right now the Warriors are at the bottom in opposing teams' field goal percentage at 53%. Memphis was 45 last night. Anything there early on with, you know, teams feeling like a bit comfortable scoring on the Warriors?
Yes, I think there is. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in that your greatest strength's your greatest weakness, and their greatest strength is their experience and their know-how. But I'm also very curious to see that if these guys are going to ride Butler, Steph, Draymond, and even Horford, how good of a defensive team can you be with four guys on the floor all that age? Like that's I'm trying to balance their know-how and their understanding of how to play, especially team defense, with their limitations because of their age. I don't know how good of a defensive team they can be in the long haul.
Yeah, I just don't. And they're going to have, if you want to get to the promised land, you're going to have to be, especially
exactly.
in the West.
Exactly. So
I think tonight will be a good test. I liked LA. I know they're older.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like if the young guys can obviously support these older guys like they did last night, does that allow you to win a game like tonight that you'd have less of an opportunity to win under normal circumstances? So, like, I think in terms of the back-to-backs, they did exactly what they needed last night. And now their older guys should be able to go tonight, I would think.
Do you have a problem with my premise that just from the visual standpoint, Steiny, the offense seems to be coming easy? I feel like it's coming it's not the pregnancy offense. It's not a labor. It doesn't feel, not that it's perfect, but it feels easy.
Well, I think the ball's not sticking. That's one of the reasons. And I'm not saying Kuminga's been the problem, but he is really being decisive and he's being quick.
Man.
They have a player who's deliberate in Butler, but he knows how to pass to the open man when he gets a double. So
36 assists last night for the team.
Yeah. So 888-957-9570 is the number. The three young guys all pitching in last night, and now the Warriors are on the second night of a back-to-back. But what do you guys think about the Kuminga, Pajemski, Moody performances last night? And that's not going to happen every night.
Got to be excited.
But the more of those you get, then the more you can think that this team's going to win some games over the course of a year.
Do you really think me saying, and I thought it's Donnie, that Draymond hard foul after he lost a ball, and then he hard fouled, got the flagrant, I think that changed the game, D. Or do you feel like this was headed to a blowout regardless? But that's what he does. Then he did the little sign. I thought he was going to get thrown out. The horsey dance, Evan. That's what I call it with the dude special, man.
He's special, all right.
Yeah, it works is what
I'm
saying.
I can't tell you that I like it because I don't.
I didn't have to.
I just don't. I don't like the guys he picks on.
Draymond, Steph.
He picks on the same type of guy.
Dray, you going to foul him like that?
Let me make sure people – he tends to pick on the same type of guys and – I'm just kind of over it, but did it work? Yeah, I guess
okay,
I guess
go.
It worked.
Wow.
You know why? Because he picks the same kind of guys who it works against.
That's pretty good, man.
Anyway, Vincent Austin.
Vince.
But he's our family now.
Yes, sir.
He's family. What's up, Vince?
Awesome.
How you doing?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
It's good to be family. How we doing, guys?
3-1, baby.
You know what? Oh, always. The big trio. No, I'm just joking. But I was very impressed with Pajemski last night. Historically, when I've called in, I've always been kind of critical of him on the offensive side on the ball. But it seems like, you know, he had a good game last night, and that's a plus. Kuminga is a huge positive. Kuminga's, you know, he's really – people are stunned when they say, hey, how long's Kuminga been in the league? Well, 4 years now. He's a fourth-year man. Mm. So – yes, the game will slow down to him. What's positive about Kuminga? His shooting, his defense, his intensity, his mentality, and his will to share the ball as well to get those tough rebounds, as Stani was mentioning earlier in the game. And I was very impressed with Moody last night. 6 for 10 shooting, 5 for 7 from the 3-point line. And, you know, let's not forget Will Richard. He's going to be our dark horse. This guy, Will Richard, he's got the size, he's got the intelligence, he's got the athleticism, just won a national championship with the Gators. This is a really solid team we're talking about. You know, I'm just looking at the roster right now. You can go list to list to list to list, player to player to player to player. Every guy is doing his job at a phenomenal level from Butler. And yes, we saw Green last night. What an emphatic moment. And, you know, one thing I will say was I loved Green's energy. I love the fact that he gets the crowd involved. Imagine sitting courtside at a game like that. That's a once in a lifetime experience. You know, Draymond Green impacts the game beyond measure, sometimes in a positive way and sometimes in an extremely negative way. And gentlemen, I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Vince. Appreciate the call.
You know, I've never been a wrestling fan, but I respect the plays to the crowd like Russell Crowe and Gladiator. And Stan, I got to be honest, Dre on a good day, and last night was a good day to me. I mean, that's got to be, the theatrics got to be just add to the visual watching the Warriors do their thing. But that's what he does. He's the junkyard dog.
Yeah, I don't care for it. I just don't care for it. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah,
you know, for his, you know, for everybody.
You think he should have got a second technical at any point in that game yesterday?
I mean,
I didn't. It's a fine line, Steiny.
I don't know. Every time they show him, he's basically swearing at an official or an opposing player.
Sometimes he won't even be in the game. He get up off the bench and be in the rest. I'm like, this dude's into it, man.
Like, I don't.
He's ours.
Yeah, it's just not my cup of tea.
I got you.
I thought, you know, and for everybody that's Draymond, we love Draymond. I think there's just as many people that saw him last night and said he looked foolish again.
You talking to me?
But hey,
we got to get him on. E.
Hey, well, you know what? It's funny. There was
Shasky was politicking early. I don't like it to try to get it on the Butcher Shop podcast. So we got to beat him.
There was a murmur that, you know, at some point we'll get Draymond, and it might have been today. And I was like, I don't want to get Draymond today.
How come?
Because I don't want to go, hey, Draymond, how's the podcast? Hey, thanks, welcome to the family. By the way, I got to be honest with you, I didn't like the actions last night.
I think he would appreciate that.
I don't know.
That's who he is to me. But, hey, Stoddy, you got to be, you threw out a question real quick here about the young three.
I don't know. It's just old to me. That's all. It's just, it's old. That's
but
all.
But I'm looking at it. I ain't mad at you. I respect you, Rodney Dangerfield. But it's working, though. It worked last night on Aldama. That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. It works on Gobert and Salty Aldama.
So you're saying soft dudes.
And Nurkic.
Yeah, not the hardest.
Who else?
Sabonis.
Sabonis. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Day-day.
So, anyway. But no, let's talk about...
Okay.
Let's talk about the young guys today.
Yeah, question you threw out.
You know, Moody, Pods, Kuminga. Which one of those three guys has impressed you the most? I mean, to me, it's got to be Jonathan Kuminga. Man. And here's the thing, and I get it. We're four games in. We got a long, long way to go. But if you look at the numbers, they're staggeringly different than they've been over the course of his career. I don't know if he'll be able to keep it up like he's kept it up, but he's improving every number that he put up last year. Yeah. I mean, he's averaging... You know, last year he did not shoot the ball well. He shot 45%. This year he's shooting 58.
Damn.
Is he going to shoot 58? Probably not. But he should shoot 50 plus like he did the first 3 years of his career. And the three-point shooting right now, he's shooting 43%. That'll probably drop a little bit too. But if it stays in the high 30s, now that's another aspect of his game that changed. Last year he averaged 4.5 rebounds a game. This year he's averaging 8.
Damn. There you go.
The assists have gone from 2.2 to 4.
That's that court vision I'm talking about.
So, you know, and I don't know if it's court vision, but I do know that he seems to know where to go with the ball when he's in a certain spot, and he seems to know when to go.
Now, tell me when to go.
Yeah, he seems to know when to go if the time calls for him to go. So... he's been terrific. There's just no doubt about it.
Love it.
And there's some, you know, I don't know what's clicked for Jonathan Kuminga.
I
have no idea why. Like, there's no way he couldn't have been that kind of rebounder a year or two ago.
But what can we do with that now, Stani? If we like those
I mean,
facts.
Honestly,
yeah.
What you do with it now is you say he's never consistently rebounded. Could this be the first year that he consistently rebounds?
And my answer, and again, this is bigger than the four games, but obviously that's why we're posing it, because he's improved through four. I think the answer is hell yes. And I think what went on, what the stakes are, and there are stakes, Donnie, and I'm not talking about the kind you eat, in regard to if he didn't take on this role and upstairs mentally he wasn't in the right mind space, this could be ugly. He could revert back to not playing, you know, selfless basketball. And then you're like, okay, the deadline's imminent. Something's going to pop. So I'm hoping that part of what is the rat on the table for the Warriors and him, that, you know, this relationship will not be severed and he'll be a Warrior moving forward. But tell me if I'm wrong with this one, because your question got me to thinking. Everybody knows I love JK and I love the Warriors, so I'm rooting for him. But put that aside. I really believe Moody had his coming out party last year. He, you know, he was a breath of fresh air, and he took a next step. We saw it, okay? Didn't correlate to the playoffs. Pods the same way. After he came back from the abdominal issue last year, he was a different player. So I bring those two up specifically, Stani, because I feel like right now it's four games, but can we say Jonathan Kuminga is having his best four-game stretch or start to a season in a Warrior uniform? I think the answer is early. It would be yes, so that's why I gotta put some extra mustard, spicy mustard on. It's Kuminga, because those other two dudes kind of have popped, but now he's having his short sample size, Donnie. He's looking like the guy everybody wanted him to do or play the way that they wanted him to play.
Like, I do look at it. You know, there's a million ways to look at it, and sometimes you can just combine them all. But, and this is where...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm always afraid to say it because if you say one thing, then you think you're killing the kid. If you back up the kid, then you're killing the organization. But I don't know. There's something about me watching Jonathan Kuminga play this year and just thinking to myself,
why didn't it happen sooner?
Well, yes, but I got to give the Warriors credit because they have created a better player. And so is he. But Jonathan Kuminga right now is clearly a better player than he's been in the last four games have been better than the last 4 years. I don't know. There's something about the Warriors just commitment to telling him that there are things he can be better at and they're not going to tolerate him not being able to do things that they know he can do. And for whatever reason, he's doing them now.
And maybe he looked at it, and that's why I don't know if there's any individual walking around or basketball fan that would disagree with anything you said about the credit. It's Equifax, it's TransUnion, it's who, I mean, everybody gets credit, right? And again, it's four games, but we can't ignore, you know, how he's playing. And Stoney, maybe it was, he felt like he's on his ninth life, and it was about, you know what, I could be up out of here. I could have gotten traded. And maybe that's made the light go on, like the Howard Johnson's hotel. And it's on right now, Stoney. And I'll just say this. Would you even dare try to take him out the starting lineup because Moody's playing well, missed the first two games? Or would you just kind of just roll with how everything's working right now and leave JK in where he's at?
I'd probably leave him in at this point. But you know what? And I would leave him in just because I think—
Me too.
I think it's the best thing for the team. But I can't help but think— Poor Moody gets hosed again. Hey, Moses, we're going to have to you're the guy that we're going to have to treat like the guy.
But isn't that why
we need
Moses?
You? Yeah, I guess. But my point is it's a damn good thing that Moses Moody is not a high-maintenance player.
Yeah. And because, who's to say Kuminga's not from a, you know, subpar stretch away and Moody comes back into like it's fluid, right? It could change.
Sure. It could absolutely change.
I just roll with what I deem hot hand. And it's not just Kuminga. Pods balled, Moody balled, you called it. But, Stoney, I just really believe it's four games. They got off to a great start last year. But I do really – 13 guys played last night or got in the game. Spencer and his brother, that was awesome. But, I mean, man, maybe strength in numbers is back. And you got Moody and Melton, you got another Curry son waiting along with Melton.
Yep. They do. And
like, damn, okay.
I don't necessarily think that's
a good thing.
Well, I don't, whose minutes are they taking? Like, whose minutes are Melton,
that's up to
is
Kerr.
Melton going to take?
Yeah, that's up to Kerr.
I know. I'm just saying.
I would think Pods, he would be the front runner.
Pods' minutes always seem to be pretty solid, though. So we'll see how that shakes out.
He was good last night. Pods.
888-957-9570 is the number. Just wondering how we all feel about Kuminga, Pajemski, Moody, and specifically Jonathan Kuminga. After the first week of the season, he's put together a darn good week of basketball. He's rebounding way better than he ever has. He's passing the ball better than he ever has. He's playing within the concept of the team better than he ever has. And I'm not looking to give credit to anybody here, but what does everybody think happened here? Is it just, you know, I kind of thought about it this way. Like, these quarterbacks we're seeing in the NFL who we think aren't very good after their first year or two, and then come year four or five, they kind of figure out how to play. Like, I don't know, Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, guys, Daniel Jones, guys like that who maybe we never thought the guy had this in him, but clearly he does have it in him, and now it's a matter of how consistent he can be with it.
Well, it was about fit, F-I-T, and that's what has me excited. It's fitting, right? It's fitting, and he's doing everything within the flow of the offense, and also now you got other guys, Moody and Pods, you know, making their stamp on this team, and that's why I'm like, man, you know, wasn't a fluke last year after Jimmy got here, but if you're telling me guys are in the process of maybe taking a step or two, I mean, man, what do you have at the end of the day before your reinforcements come back with the two guys I mentioned in regard to Curry, Seth, and DeAnthony Melton? Like, I just like it. And somebody said I'm complaining, or we're complaining, the trick error in the YouTube chat. No, I just brought up, the only negative thing was, you know, the field goal, opposing team's field goal percentage, and, you know, they got to fix that.
I mean,
it's early.
And to me, the reason it's been working is because Jonathan Kuminga's been playing a lot with Curry and Butler, and he's managed to average 18 points a game on 10 or 11 shots. And I know he wants more than that.
Yeah.
And down the line, he's going to shoot more than that. But he's averaging 18. But the reason he's been effective this year is because he's shooting the ball way more efficiently. And now he's rebounding. Yeah. And he's passing.
Not, yeah, there you go.
So head on over to 888-957-9570 is the number. Jump in. We're talking Warriors, and we're talking about the young guys. They had a terrific game last night, leading the Warriors to an easy win over Memphis. Head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Goo by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content on 957 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.